This session is focused on safety. The mantras to go with this lesson are as follows. I take safety with me wherever I go. With my physical body grounded and aligned, my mental and emotional bodies begin to release into safety. I allow space between the toes to open, extend, and release danger embodied in the lower extremities. So as we've discussed before, we can feel danger in our body in different places. Depending on the various practices or belief systems that we have learned, that we practice, that we live with, we can understand and make sense of this lack of safety or this danger and fear within our bodies in different ways. A lot of times, if we start to slow down and pay attention to the physical self, as you've already learned, you can more easily identify the emotional and spiritual messages being presented through the physical self. Danger or lack of safety oftentimes presents itself in the foundation of our body. What it is that keeps us grounded suddenly is paralyzed with fear, with tension, with discomfort, with heat, with inflammation. It's a physical or a bio symbol of what's happening inside of us or around us. When we grow up and live in physical danger, our whole body learns how to respond. If and when we're able to move out of this physical sense of danger, the body holds on to those messages, those triggers. It's coded again within us. And the mind-body responds accordingly, even if there isn't physical danger, but perhaps there is emotional danger, intellectual danger, soul danger. And from here, the body responds. In this case, we tend to see the greatest response in various parts of the body. If you've ever studied chakras, you might see it in the root chakra. If you've ever studied Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you see it in the base of the pyramid. In biocognition, we talk about portals of wellness. So we actually look at, across many, many people, how do these different symbols of danger present and where do they present themselves in the body? In this case, danger or lack of safety tends to come up in the feet, the legs, the knees, the hips, the lower back, the stomach, anything from the diaphragm down to the bottoms of the feet. So as you're tuning into your physical self, begin to pay attention to these messages. When you sense shame, betrayal, abandonment, or any other array of danger or wounding, what comes up from the diaphragm down? What is that sense of danger? Where did you learn it? Was it explicitly taught to you? Was it something that was said to you? Was it physically done to you? Is that response still functional today? Or would you like to get rid of it? Would you like to respond differently? Would you like to disembody that code? Release it. Let it go. Whatever resonates with you, you have the choice now. In some cases, we don't always have a choice, in which case we find support. We seek safety with someone else. So in this specific context, I just want to be clear that safety is a symbol. It's a biosymbol coming up within us as stress. If there's physical or environmental harm being done to you or around you, there are options for support. There are places for safety. People here are waiting to help you. In the case of this coded lack of safety within us, again, there are plenty of people around to help. But if you want to explore it on your own, you can use some of the techniques that we've learned earlier. Closing the eyes, paying attention to the forehead, the jaw, the shoulders, beginning to trigger relaxation in the body. And then take a moment to observe your breathing. As you begin to get more comfortable with your breath, identify which breathing signature you're in right now. Is the breath that you're observing a breath of grounding, peace, and ease? Or is the breath signature signaling to you that there's some kind of panic or a stress response? Are you in fight or flight? Or are you in rest and digest? The breath is a great place to begin. The body is a great place to begin. When you go inward, you can simply say the word safety. Where does it resonate inside of your body? Stay there and keep paying attention. Repeat in your own mind the word safety 2 or 3 more times, paying attention to anything else that comes up in the body. Again, remembering that we're feeling here instead of thinking. Take it a level deeper and say, I am safe, or I am safety. Continue this pattern as you breathe and simply observe what's coming up. What do you notice? And finally, I take safety with me wherever I go. You might also say, I am safe wherever I go. Sending messages and signals through the mind body that says, I'm committed, I honor you, and I'm loyal to you, self. I will keep you safe. I know how to navigate, and I know where we're going. I'm developing the skills and tools, and we're okay wherever we go. You might also take this into your journal or simply stay in this meditative state and continue to reflect, letting go, releasing tension from the body. And from here, I'll offer you the daily reflection. From the feet to the stomach, what part of your body holds danger? Where do you sense it the most? What scares you the most? What brings you a sense of safety within your own being? How often are you in a state of danger, in fight or flight? What contexts trigger the sense of danger? And what contexts trigger safety? Again, in this journey of self-exploration, as awareness increases, you'll start to see patterns, start to identify themes. And from there, it's up to you. What would you like to do next? Be well.